Simply Authentic is the podcast where realtors and referral partners get the conversations they actually want to hear. I'm Crystal Forbes with Great American Title, a family-owned and operated title company with over 30 years serving the real estate community. We provide title and escrow services for both Missouri and Kansas with locations throughout Southwest Missouri. We focus on providing exceptional customer service and trustworthy, reliable title insurance coverage. Our relationships with other industry professionals are why we are able to make dreams come true one closing at a time. Great American Title is proud to sponsor the Simply Authentic podcast, bringing the most relevant, real, and sometimes challenging conversations that help all of us get better. Tune in, subscribe, and let's keep this industry moving forward together. Simply Authentic, recorded at the Gershman Mortgage Studios, available wherever you get your podcast.
Welcome to the Simply Authentic podcast with Angie and Tanya. We are real estate pros, entrepreneurs, leadership gurus, and community enthusiasts. Our passion is sharing our experiences to enrich the lives of others. We hope to inspire you to live authentically. Welcome back to the Simply Authentic podcast. I'm Angie Mullings.
And I'm Tanya Murfin. And guys, today, this is a topic that is going to reach anybody and everybody that is in business. Okay, So dialing that down a little, we're going to talk about networking and then getting referrals. So we're going to start with the whole networking topic. And Angie, I'm going to start by saying I did some research this morning and gave it a Google.
Okay? Gave it a Google.
I like to get that Google out.
Yep.
Give it a Google.
Yep.
And I put in networking in Springfield, Missouri.
Okay.
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 And wowza.
Wowza.
So if you are listening to this episode and you're like, I just can't get out there. I don't know what to do. Give it a Google, because there are a million things that come up.
Yeah.
And I'm just going to roll through a couple of examples, and then I want to hand it over to you to give some tips on networking, how to be present and so forth.
Yeah.
So in this Google search, one of the things that came up that we talked about with someone recently.
Laura McDonald.
Yes.
Yeah.
Was Meetup. Uh-huh. So Laura was in a podcast a few episodes ago, and she moved to a new state, started a real estate business there in Colorado. And she talked about Meetup. And so from my Google platform, I clicked on Meetup, and there were, I mean, I looked at the first page, and there were pages of networking events going on today, going on this week, going on next week. I mean, I couldn't believe it, and I've never looked at that before. And I remember us discussing it, thinking, I really need to look that up. But wow, I mean, you could get plugged in if you were in a new industry or new to town. You could get plugged in so quick on Meetup, it's not even funny.
Right.
Some of the other things that came up were BNI, that is a group that's been around for ever and ever. Courageous Biz Connect, and I'm thinking that maybe was a spinoff from The Mob.
It could be,
Something like that. The Chamber Business After Hours here in Springfield, they have a whole networking group that they do. Young Professionals in Springfield, Missouri, if you're between the ages of, I want to say it was 21 to 39, or maybe 25 to 39, tons of opportunity out there for young professionals. We and Co., they have four events a month on different days of the week, so that way it's not all on a Monday if Mondays are bad for you. 417 Professionals was another networking group, so to speak. And Eventbrite, who knew? So I've gotten invitations to Eventbrite before for various things. You type, well, I typed in, you know, networking in Springfield, and Eventbrite comes up, and you click on that, and it gives you all of those different either parties or networking sessions or whatever someone has used with Eventbrite. It's on this page. So, I mean, truly, I was fascinated, and you could get down a big rabbit hole. So if you are really looking into this, allow yourself some time and block some time off. But there are so many opportunities just here in Springfield mm-hmm. that and the surrounding areas mm-hmm. that you can't give the excuse, well, I can't find anything.
Right.
No. There's tons of stuff out there.
Lots and lots of opportunities. And when you say the chamber, you know, there's chamber in Ozark and Nixa and Republic.
Yes.
Every small town has a chamber as yes. well as the Springfield Chamber. You know, Tanya, a lot of times when I say the word networking, I get this kind of cringe from people, like mm-hmm. like they don't like mm-hmm. to network. And listen, it can be uncomfortable when you walk in a room you don't know anyone.
Yep.
It can be uncomfortable.
We've all been there.
But yes, we've all been there. We've all walked into a room where we didn't know anyone. So I do want to give some tips on networking because it is so vital. I've been in a networking group for probably 20 to 23 years now. And we just merged with another networking group. But when I joined that group, I did it, you know, to get referrals, to get business, because that's the whole point of networking groups, essentially. Right. I also joined a civic organization, and that's not something that I heard you mention, but, you know, I didn't join mm-hmm. Sertoma to get business, but it led to business.
Sure.
So there's no shortage of ways to connect.
No.
But let's talk about how to be a good networking person.
Okay.
Because first of all, when you walk in a room and you don't know anybody, I just think it's best if you wear your name badge.
Yes.
Have a name Absolutely. Badge on. Make sure that people feel comfortable walking up to you and saying, "Hey, Angie, I'm so and so." Because trust me, you're not the only one in the room who doesn't know everybody.
Oh, absolutely not.
You're going to see people that they act like they know everybody in the room, but not everyone's that way. You're mm-hmm. not the first person or the only person in the room.
Absolutely.
So what do people most like to talk about, Tanya?
Themselves.
So if you're worried about what to say or do or how to talk to someone, just ask them about themselves.
Absolutely.
I mean, the easiest thing to do is, "Hi, Tanya, I'm Angie Mullings.
Hello.
What do you do?"
"I'm a realtor."
See? So easy. And she's not going to stop at that. Trust me. She's
not
going to stop at,
"No,
I'm a realtor."
No.
But people want to know what you do. So
yes.
the first thing is you start talking to someone and you ask them what they do. And here's the key, though. Don't be so worried about what you're going to ask them next mm-hmm. that you don't listen to what their answer is.
I agree with that.
Because their answer could lead you
yes.
to the next question.
And oftentimes it does.
It does.
Yes.
Yeah. So
be a good listener.
Be a good listener.
Yes.
And add value before you ask anything else. So if I walk up to Tanya and Tanya says, "I'm a realtor," and I say, "Well, that's fun. The market's usually what we get is
yes,
the market's
the
really
next
great.
Question is, what's the market
yeah,
like?
Yeah, what's the market like?
Yes.
I bet it's really great," whatever yeah. the case may be. And so that's going to lead into a conversation,
yes.
you know, on its own. So, you know, ask questions, be curious, listen mm-hmm. to what the answer is, and then, you know, try to find a connection. The next thing on my list says follow up thoroughly or thoughtfully. You know, if she's telling me, you know, what the market's like, I might say, "You know, I just moved here from Colorado and I don't yeah. really know anyone." Well, what's the immediate thing you're going to feel for me if I don't know anyone in the room?
That you have a sense of loss, probably,
yeah.
because you've probably moved from somewhere you had friends.
Right.
Now you don't, you might not have connections. So
right.
I'm going to say, "Are you getting to know the area? Do you need any tips or
yeah.
tricks? Or have you found some good places to go eat? If
uh-huh.
not, hey, let's, you know, exchange information and I can send
right.
you some places to go. Do you have family?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, have you taken your kids to the Discovery Center? Have you been to the Nature Center?" I think that when you get good at networking
mm-hmm.
and, you know, different scenarios like that, and that could just be, you could be having those conversations at church,
yes.
right? Because you're
yes.
networking at church. But you learn to ask inquisitive questions and thoughtful questions
right. Right.
so that it's usually always going to lead into something else.
Mm-hmm. Right. And I would say this, if you're the person in the room who does know most people and someone approaches you that is new to town or take it upon yourself to introduce them to some people. A friend of mine, Nancy, who is actually Heather Malachowski's mother. Heather has been on our show before.
She has.
But Nancy, her mom, she's really good about this. At Good Morning Springfield, which is a chamber event that happens once a month, she'll be talking to someone, and she's brought people over to me before, and she said, "Hey, Angie, I wanted you to meet so-and-so," and she makes it sound like she's known them forever. Right. And then after they walk off, I'll say, "Well, how did you know them?" And she was like, "I don't. I just met them this morning." So
that sounds like
that's
Heather.
The person you want to, yes, that's the person you want to be. If somebody approaches you and they don't know anybody, and you find out that, you know, they're in marketing, well, introduce them to some people who might need someone in the marketing industry.
Right. Yeah.
Or just someone that is, you know, around you that you know, just to help them feel more at home. Because here's the thing, you know, like the chamber events, you mentioned the after hours, all of those events, they want people to come back, right? They try to put on an event where people will feel comfortable and they will come back. And same with networking groups.
Sure.
You know, if you're in a networking group and someone visits your network the first time, I'm telling you what, you all need to jump over yourselves to get to that new person and introduce yourself, because if you think they could be a valuable part of your group and you want them to come back and visit, you need to make them feel welcome.
Yeah, absolutely. A little tip that I have learned with Ninja Selling, which I've talked about before, Angie, it's time for us
we
to
should
cut
take a break.
For a little break. We'll be right back. Buying or selling a home isn't just a transaction. It's a major life moment. But without the right realtor, it can quickly become overwhelming, stressful, and full of unexpected surprises. A lack of expertise or poor communication can mean missed opportunities, lost money, and unnecessary headaches. Reach out to Tanya Murfin at Southwest Missouri Realty to start your home buying or selling journey. And we're back. Thank you for the word from our sponsors.
Yes.
So we were talking about a little tip that I'm going to give that I learned through Ninja Selling. And it is forwarding people, F-O-R-D.
Okay.
So if you can just remember that F-O-R-D when you're networking, when you're meeting people, whatever, you're at church, you're mingling, whatever. It is talking about family, occupation, recreation, and dreams.
Okay.
So you make your way through the Ford process. You get to know people better. If it's somebody you already know, you cover the important topics that you want to know about them. And this isn't like a 30-minute conversation. They say it should be a 5-minute conversation. So you ask them about their family. How are your kids? I saw that one graduated. Congratulations. Are they going to college? How's your job going? Are you still working at Century 21? Have you guys been out to Colorado? I know you go there every year. And then asking them about their dreams. Are you guys still wanting to buy that lake house? Because you might be able to wrap it back around to your business.
Right.
And in that case, I just did. Yeah. But forwarding people and keeping that in your mind,
it'll
remind you of something to talk about next. So with a new person, you could say, what do you guys like to do for fun?
Yeah.
You know, do you hike? Do you lake? Do you boat? Do you, you know, what do you do? So
yeah,
there's a little tip for you.
Yeah, I like it. You know, Tanya, I also, among my list of things when it comes to networking, is master the art of introduction. So I just want to say this. At least introduce people.
Yes.
It is so frustrating and
awkward
and honestly rude.
Right.
If you walk in with someone and let's say that you invite someone to go to Good Morning Springfield with you or any networking event, and you invite them to go with you, and then you just buzz around the room and talk to people and you just drag them along. No one in the room may know this person.
Right.
And why did you invite them if you weren't going to introduce them?
Exactly. Yes.
So make sure that you are introducing people.
Yep.
I've been so frustrated by being at events and not, you know, seeing somebody in the background and you could tell they were with this person, but this person never introduced them. So just introduce people.
Yes.
And be, you know, I always I will tell you, I'm honestly a little jealous of the people who call themselves connectors, because I want to be that. Yeah. I want to be a conduit of people that, you know, that I know to other people yeah. that would benefit them to know, and vice versa.
Yeah.
You know, Barth Fraker, we'll drop his name again because he loves it when we talk about him on the podcast. But he is the ultimate connector. He can always find ways to, if you say, I need, you know, a plumber, he's mm-hmm. probably got a guy. Or if you say, I want to start speaking, he's got somebody that he can introduce. You mm-hmm. know, it's just, he's the connector. And I think mm-hmm. we should all strive to be connectors.
I agree.
It would make our world a much better place.
I agree with that. And I think you're good at that. I'll just give you a little compliment there. Because I've been a lot of places with you that I don't know very many people, and mm-hmm. you know everybody. And so you're always kind and introduce me. Well, and I've met a lot of people because of that.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, good.
So, Angie, we're going to kind of segue into a little bit of this being real estate related, because we know we have realtors that are listening. Mm-hmm. And we know that maybe there could be some realtors who are maybe stuck in a rut listening, mm-hmm. some realtors who are newer in the business listening. Mm-hmm. And we wanted to go over not only how important networking is with other realtors, and how Angie and I got to know each other through our networking at the board and our service at the board, our volunteering, but also how you can get referrals from other people in other areas, give and get referrals, mm-hmm, right? Because you mm-hmm. can get paid on both of those. Mm-hmm. It's a way for us to get paid. So designation. So that's one way that you can either stand out from the regular Joe Schmo agent mm-hmm. is you have initials behind your name or designations behind your name.
Mm-hmm.
And that just means typically that you have done some classes, you have done some training, you might be able to do that locally, you might be able to do it over the internet, who knows. Mm-hmm. But at the end, whatever the requirements were, if you meet those, then you get those designations. And a mm-hmm. couple that I'll mention for realtors in particular are the CRS designation, the ABR, the EPRO, the GRI, the SRS, the SRES, and that's just to name a few. Oh. There are a ton yes. more.
Yes.
And not only does getting designations make you smarter and make you realize things maybe you didn't know, but there are networks that, let's say CRS, because I have my CRS designation, you can join their network and be a part of that worldwide, I believe mm-hmm. it is. I don't yeah. believe it's just national. I believe it's worldwide. And you get into this network of other CRS designees. And I just closed a property this year that I got as a CRS designee.
Good.
And that is how the realtor, who was actually from the Arkansas area, so not very mm-hmm. far from us.
Right.
But that is how she decided who she was going to refer her client to, mm-hmm. was they needed to have this designation.
Yeah.
So that's just a reminder that education's important.
It is.
And furthering your career is important. It mm-hmm. can also make you money.
Right. Yeah, and for the consumer out there, when you see those letters at the end of our names, that's what that means. That means yes. that we've concentrated in a particular area. And yeah, many times there's lots of referrals that go back and forth between those different designations, and there is a plethora of them.
Yes.
And there's certifications, there's designations, but
yes.
Yeah. So you always want to look for someone who is at least trying to continue their education,
right.
because while we have to have CE, you know, every 2 years, it's really minimal. It's only 12 hours Very. Every 2 years. So
yes.
those of us who go above and beyond to get additional training and those certifications and designations means that we're putting in more time learning about our profession.
Yeah. So another way that you can get referrals within our industry would be agent to agent. So let's say that I have been to a Missouri Realtors Conference mm-hmm. and I run into Todd Henson. Mm-hmm. And not only did I go to Leadership Academy with him for the state, but he's a good friend of mine now and he lives in Poplar Bluff. And I have a client who says, we're going to be moving back home to Poplar Bluff.
Mm-hmm.
Who am I going to send that referral to?
Mm-hmm.
Todd Henson.
Yeah.
So we know and we meet realtors from around the United States or even around the world. If you go to certain conferences, you might.
Mm-hmm.
And that agent to agent referral can go state to state. It can go within your same state. Mm-hmm. Many times we, because of, again, our designation, somebody in another state, they're looking in several different ways. Maybe within Century 21, that's mm-hmm. a good example. Mm-hmm. They may go to your platform within C21, mm-hmm. and they may look for someone in the Springfield area and fall upon Angie Mullings and call her and send her a referral. Mm-hmm. You can also do agent-to-agent referrals within your own company.
Yes.
So let's say I'm getting ready to go on vacation in a few weeks, and I get a lead the moment I leave town, which is likely to happen, mm-hmm. right?
Very
likely. Plan a vacation, your business yep. will explode.
Yeah.
So I get this lead, and it's somebody who says, I'm coming to town this weekend. I need to look at houses. I've got to buy by Sunday. Well, clearly, I'm not going to be here to help them. So I'm going to call somebody that I trust inside my company, and I'm going to say, hey, I've got a lead. Mm-hmm. I am not here. They need to buy this weekend. Would you be willing to give me a X amount of referral on that? Mm-hmm. And then you just turn it over to them. You might want to stay involved when you get back. You may choose not to. You may just give it to them. Mm-hmm. That's another way for you to get referrals and it be top of mind. I think
right.
for me, Angie, what I learned from networking in the past, and I was part of the mob mm-hmm. early on when it was first created years and years ago, was if you don't remember to ask for referrals, mm-hmm. you won't get
no,
referrals.
You won't.
Right?
It does have to be top of mind.
It does.
And you know, for the consumer out there, on the consumer side of this, I'd like to say, you know, if you're buying, let's say you've got a realtor that you use in Springfield.
Right.
And you decide that you are going to buy a property, a lake property.
Okay.
It could be Lake of the Ozarks. It could be Table Rock. Whatever
right.
it is.
Right.
You decide you're going to buy a lake property, you need to ask the realtor that you use in Springfield if this is something they can help you with because they have knowledge about that those things.
Right.
Because trust me, it is much different to sell a property at the lake that includes a dock that is on core property, that septics and wells, all that stuff works differently
right.
when you're near a body of water like that. So you need to ask how, if they're trying to represent you, you want to be sure and ask them what their experience is. Because
right.
honestly, in my company, I always say, don't sell what you don't know.
Right.
We are licensed in the state of Missouri. But if I don't, and I don't know docs, I
right.
don't know docs, I don't know anything about the core really. So I am going to refer that to someone else.
Right.
I can still help on your end. Like if you still want to call me and ask me some questions, that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
But I want you to have the best expert
right.
in the area that you're going to buy in.
Mm-hmm.
So just be sure and ask those questions and make sure that you're getting someone who is knowledgeable about wherever it is you want to buy.
Mm-hmm. Agree with that. Not everybody knows the lake and all
no.
the differences
no.
between that and being up here in Springfield, next to Ozark Republic selling.
Right.
Angie, I wanted to mention one more resource, and I'm going to mention Ninja Selling because I've been through the Ninja installations a couple of times, and that's just a program that I feel comfortable with and that I practice.
Mm-hmm.
It could be anything within your company. You
right.
may have other things, but if you join a program or a society or a learning tool, make sure that you are signed up in their website if they offer that, that you went through that training. So Ninja Selling is an example for me.
Mm-hmm.
If you have been through an installation and you go into their website, you can add your own page in there. You can talk about yourself all you want. Obviously, all of your contact information's in there, your designations are in there, and I have gotten referrals that way.
Mm-hmm.
So somebody going to maybe their company roster and looking for somebody there, somebody going to a designation place to look for a referral there, somebody going within the selling system that they use and finding a referral there. There's so many ways for you to get referrals and to build up that business.
Mm-hmm.
That's just an extra mm-hmm. business that you can be proud of and that can make you money if you're just thinking about those things.
Yeah.
So this is kind of a reminder of all networking landscape, how to do it the best way you can. Why
right.
not utilize all these things?
Right. Absolutely. And as we start to kind of wind down here, Tonya, I just want to say, you know, set your expectations correctly.
Mm-hmm.
So if you join a networking group, for mm-hmm. instance, you have to, I used this term in the last episode that we did, but you have to give to get. So mm-hmm. I can't walk into a networking group and first of all, think I'm going to get a referral like right off the bat. Right. I might.
No.
Because, probably you know, but probably not.
Because nobody knows you yet, probably.
Right. And we haven't built a relationship yet.
Right.
That's what I want to say is that you can't, one of the tips on here is stay consistent. So you can't go to one event and think, oh, I didn't get anything from that, so I'm not going back there.
Right.
You know, the expectation must be that you are going to be consistent about going to something.
Right.
If it's a networking group, a lot of the networking groups are industry specific, so they allow one realtor, one banker, one, you know, that kind of thing.
Right.
So if you get into a group, then you have to show up. You have to, you know, they're going to have an attendance policy, and some of them are more strict than others.
True.
But you, regardless of what that attendance policy is, you need to show up every week. Mm-hmm. And if they have socials, you show up to the socials or other events that they have, because that's how people get to know you. Mm-hmm. And I feel like people get frustrated with networking groups or different networking venues because they don't get something out of it. Mm-hmm. But A, give something, give of your time, give of your consistency, and they will come. But also be present and make sure that people are getting to know you on a more personal basis, because it is about building relationship.
Yes.
If I meet you at a Good Morning Springfield one time, that is not going to influence my decision to send you someone who might be looking for someone in your area of expertise. I need to see you consistently. I need to sit with you. I need to get to know you a little bit.
Yep.
Because when you give a referral, that comes back to you.
Yes.
So if I give, and that goes for, we refer a lot of people to lenders and title companies and all the things, and we want to be careful who we refer to because it's a reflection of us. So before I'm going to refer somebody, I'm going to make sure that they do business the same way I do, that they'll have the same expectations, and they'll take care of their client the same way I do.
Yeah.
And so, and the only way to do that is be consistent, show up, and give referrals yourself.
Yeah, I would agree with that. All of this goes back to relationships.
It does,
yeah. And that is how we run our business, and a lot of these other folks we're talking to that are listening run their business that way as well.
So. Yeah, and I would just like to throw out there that if you, you know, a lot of people are intimidated to go somewhere the first time by themselves. Mm-hmm. I've done it so much, it doesn't bother me at all. If someone if you need someone to go to something with you, then reach out, because I'd love to help you get connected in some way. If there's someone you think we know, we'd be happy to try and connect you.
Absolutely. On that note, I want to encourage you to like and share our episodes. When you hear something really good and you know somebody that would like to hear it, send it to a friend and find us on social media, like and follow us there as well.
And thanks to Gershman for letting us record here. We'll see you next time.
Bye-bye. Find today's full video by searching the Simply Authentic Podcast on YouTube. Hit subscribe, and there you will find full videos of every episode.